In Des Moines at the World Food Prize today during the Truth About Trade and Technology's Global Farmers Roundtable, we did a little tour today and we stopped by the Cowser Cattle Farm outside of Des Moines in Nevada, Iowa. And one of the guys we sat and talked to and got to meet is Tim Cowser. He's the son of Bill and Nancy. And there was a lot of talk about, you know, mom and dad made you go into the corporate world first. Tell me a little bit about that.
It was a good experience out of college. I did two internships in college that basically landed me a job after college. I enjoyed doing that. I loved it. Learned so much. And it was very goal-oriented. It was very structured. And then to come back to the farm to something that is basically none of that. It's a day-to-day operation. And everything changes because there's so many variables you can't control. Exogenous functions. There's weather. There's people. There's landlords. There's machinery breakdowns. And so how to do that, and then not only that, but do it in a safe manner, because there's so many things that safety always takes more work. So that was one of my big things that I learned in the corporate world, is how important safety is, and to bring that back to the farm and do it in a way that it doesn't burden everybody around you. So that was a big thing. Another big example is, of course, I always want to try something new. Who doesn't? Who isn't young and has a lot of passion for what they do and just wants to do it the same old way dad did? Of course, nobody wants to do that. There's a million ideas of things you want to try, and it always takes more work to do that. And you're always being viewed as, well, you know, do we really need to stop the grain cart for half a day and weigh every single pass in this field? I understand it's taking a little more time, but I want to prove that new technology does have value, and that there are a lot of snake oils out there. There are a lot of things that in the past have not worked out, but there's these major companies that are putting a lot of money into agronomic products, crop protection products. And a lot of them work and a lot of them don't. And it varies based on so many things, soil, climate. A big thing is application. A lot of people don't use things right. So just in trying a different application method of the same product is a perfect example. One new thing this year we did is we have iPads in all our tractors. And so we have a Google Doc set up with basically the input plan for every farm. So we know what's been put on it or supposed to be put on it. And then there's a tab for planting, harvest, spraying, detasseling, harvest, everything. So we have dates, products, who did it, when it was done. And it's so nice because you go to the co-op and it's like, when was that field planted? Because it had a lower yield on this part, or the pH isn't right in this part. And you can pull up your Google Doc and see all that and compare notes. And it's a paperless system. And that's a great example about how I kind of helped implement technology into the farm in a non-burdensome way to my family, because they feel like, you know, in the past, our agronomist at the co-op did all that for us, and now it's at our fingertips, and it's an easy-to-use way. Hopefully, in the future, there's an app that comes out that will make that even easier, and it's not a self-made product. Of course, anytime a son or a daughter comes back to the operation, it's a difficult transition, because there's day-to-day operation, and then there's the goals, the future. Are we going to trade machinery? Are we willing to take on more land? What if we lose land because it's sold because the landlord passes away? There's a lot of big decisions, and how does the younger generation get pulled into that? A lot of times it's dictated by the parents. It's their business. They created it. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's basically being willing to put in the extra work. And everything today is a lot of work. If you think you're going to enter into farming and it's going to be an easy lifestyle and culture, you're so wrong. Anything today worth working for is a lot of work, and you don't have the 8-to-5 you have in the corporate world. And even though you work extremely hard 8-to-5, you do just that. You just do it so many more hours of the day that you don't, and some days you won't get paid for that. In particular this year with the weather, man, we had extremes in both precipitation and temperature, in highs and lows. So we had the most rain we've ever had in the spring. Then we had a drought. We've had cool weather in August that we've never had before, and then we had extreme heat in September. How can you predict that, and how can you do all these yield trials and get favorable results? And some days you just kind of want to pull your hair out, but then you kind of think, how cool is that? I mean, I like being a part of that, where just because you try something new doesn't always mean it's going to work out, and you have to be in agreement with everybody around you that that's okay. And it really, again, adds value to the products or the things you try, because a lot of times farmers do things that they really don't know if it pays for themselves or not. And it's just the way they've always done it. Tillage practices, machinery maintenance, things of that sort. And when you force somebody, or not force, but when you are willing to take an an extra workload to actually put on paper or use benchmark metrics to show that there is an improvement based on that during certain conditions, boy, that adds value and credibility to what you're trying to do, adds passion for what you do, you feel responsibility, and you just enjoy being on the farm that much more.
Well, I find it interesting. You know, your folks have built a great operation out in here in rural Iowa, and it's not like you're walking in and taking over. You've got a lot of ideas.
So, yeah, the feedlot takes a lot of labor. It takes 5 employees just to run the feedlot. So on the weekends when somebody's gone, you're driving a feed wagon, you're pulling sick cattle. Then during harvest, it's every day is different, and you don't know what that day is going to be until the morning. We've tried doing Monday morning meetings, and it ended up getting to where the week changed so much due to so many different variables that what we had talked about on the Monday morning meeting wasn't relevant anymore. So we've had to curtail that a little bit.
Well, it is a corporation, but it's also a family business, and it is something that your family is extremely passionate about. So I understand, you know, you're trying to implement some of the corporate world into your family practice, but you're finding those challenges as well as you go along. So it's going to ebb and flow, right?
Correct. It is extremely difficult to take a farm that is unregulated, does not have protocols, and then all of a sudden overnight change that. Employee handbooks, that's just something you can't do. It's too drastic of a change. So that is something that has to evolve over time. And a perfect example is BQA, Beef Quality Assurance. On our farm, we do this about every 3 years. We have a clinic come out, and they euthanize a calf right in front of everybody, and we all get certified. And then we have protocols on the farm that we use throughout. How can we implement that through other things on the farm, not just beef quality assurance, safety on the farm, chemical usage, machinery operation? How do we use training and protocols to help everybody do their job safely and more efficient? At the end of the day, what we're really trying to do is just provide a more favorable work experience. We don't want to come to a shop that has tools not put back. We don't want to come up to a piece of equipment that has that's broken or flat tires, or, you know, there's so many things that are courtesy and should be just put in place on a farm, and it's hard to do that overnight. It needs to be kind of a culture of the farm.
He's Tim Kauser with Kauser Cattle Company, and not only that, but their production and their ethanol production, which we've heard a little bit about from his dad earlier with Cindy. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing where you guys go in the future.
You bet. Thank you.